Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, as it pertains to the Giants, there was, I think it was Schefter. You just start to see it everywhere now. Oh, the Giants need to make a conscious effort to not run Jackson Dart anymore. Yeah, obviously. Why are people making such a big deal of this? First of all, Jackson Dart's skill set, a big part of it is to run the football. And if you're trying to win football games, anybody see what Josh Allen did yesterday in Buffalo? The Bills have stunk this year in accordance with their expectations. Yesterday in a game where they were behind, back and forth game, what they did was rely on the run with Josh Allen quite a bit. Hey, when you need it, it's got to be there. Now, you can't do it all the time. Obviously, BT, it's not sustainable. We know that. Jackson Dart also a young player. He's not concussed because he's running too much. He had a hard hit. I understand it. And I would call fewer
designed
read
runs.
Options. Fewer read options or design runs. Sure. We all understand that, but why is everybody making such a big deal of this?
I think there's a big overreaction here. He's a football player. We're not playing flag football. We're playing tackle. I mean, this is a big boy league, and these are the issues that develop when you get hit. All right, so a couple of things here. I do think you can, you know, dial back some of the design stuff for sure. Because when you have a designed run, you are just running into 3, 4, 5 bodies. You got safeties coming down on the box, linebackers flowing front, you know, guys who run 4-5 or even better, who are like 240, 250, and they love lowering pads. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. Now, when there's a breakdown and half the field is open, hey, just tuck it and run. And that's where you can get, you know, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 yards and generally either get out of bounds or protect yourself in anticipation of a hit, slide. It's just much more, I think you are more in charge when you do that rather than the designed run. So that's number one. Number two, the other thing too is like you mentioned Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen many times yesterday just put his pads down by the goal line, just got in. Josh Allen, 6'5", 240. You know, Jackson Dart, even though he's got an element of that Josh Allen style, Jackson Dart is 6'2", 220. Now, well, what does that mean aside from the literal difference of 3 inches and roughly 30 to 35 pounds? Well, what it means is if you're one of the aforementioned safeties or linebackers, you are proactively seeking, like, I'm going to destroy this kid because I got 30 pounds on him. Whereas when Josh is coming at you, not that you're afraid of Josh Allen, but you get more of a glancing blow because he's the one who's seeking contact and he's got more meat behind it, which means he'll probably be healthier.
Right, but my point is that, especially early on in his career with Josh Allen, he was just like Dart, where he was reckless and maybe being relied on a little bit too much to run. That's natural with a young rookie quarterback. So the first step is, hey, okay, this is working, the read option, the RPO, whatever it may be. It's working. The Giants were having success with that. So you do it because you want to have success offensively, also while teaching him to protect himself and get down, which they were, which I think he was starting to do. I think there was progression with Jackson Dart as far as running the football goes. He got hurt on a play that when he went to the ground, his head smashed the ground. Yeah. That to me was not... a spot where he could have protected himself and was reckless. By the way, it's football. You could get hurt regardless. So I understand trying to mitigate the risk, and I understand want to make him more, you know, throw the football more and rely on scrambling, which to me is the greatest asset a quarterback can possess, the ability to scramble third down and nine, third and long, whatever it may be. You're scrambling to get the first down. That's where it's most valuable. So I would dial it back too, but is this not common sense? This is not Brian Daboll wasn't reckless. This is not Jackson Dart and all this stuff. I would hope that anybody understands what needs to be done here, but it's a rookie who's played how many games here as a starter? We're still learning. It's gotten so blown out of proportion.
Well, it's made worse because there's an avenue to tie in, whether it's right or wrong, the desperation that Daboll had to save his job and the amount of times, you know, Dart was put in harm's way.
But let me ask you, was it about Daboll trying to save his job or was it about the Giants trying to win football games?
Yeah. No,
What's the best chance, if you watch the Giants play for the last 15 years, tell me what you think their best chance to win football games is this year. Clearly, it is with Jackson Dart using the offense the way that he was. Brian Daboll knows that. They also didn't have their top receiver in Neighbors. They lost their top running back in Scadaboo. And if they're not going to try to win games, then just sit him. If everybody's worried about him being in bubble wrap and protecting him, it's a part of his game. So we've had this argument before. I don't think it's sustainable to the degree that they are using it at, but they haven't even used it like that for a full season.
Well, just to give you a little numerical comp here. So yeah. I went back and I looked at Josh Allen's first year. Now, he didn't play all 16 games, as we know.
Right.
89 attempts, 12 games. And generally, he's been in the neighborhood of 109 rushing attempts to 124. That's pretty. The high mark was 124.
Right.
And the last couple of years, he's right in that, you know, one. If I had to average, I'd say about 115. Dart in 9 games this year has gone for 57. So,
how many games did Allen have his first year?
12. So he had 12 games, basically 90 attempts.
So he'd probably be around that same pace.
Well, that's what I'm trying to conclude here. Yeah, it's not like you have Jackson Dart running 12, 13 times a game where it's like such a foreign concept. He's out of the pocket. Same with Jalen Hurts. Same with some of these other guys.
I used to hate the design runs watching Mike Vick when he first came into the league. I hated it. They very rarely worked, and I understand the thought process. Well, you have the extra blocker, make him run. The design runs to me were not the ones that did damage. It was the scrambles. Now, this is different. The NFL has evolved since when Vic first came in the league in 2001, okay? So it's different where a lot more quarterbacks are more mobile. The Giants were relying on it a little bit more to make up for other areas of deficiency. You would expect in year two, especially with Neighbors and Scadaboo coming back, that the pieces around them are going to be better. You won't have to rely on the read option as much as they have. Not to mention that in year two, he's a more mature quarterback in the NFL, learning how to protect himself more when he does take off. Jackson Dart has to run for the Giants to have success. How much? Obviously, you want to mitigate disaster and try to, you know, limit the risks, so you would hope fewer times than not. But if you want to win football games, he's going to have to run. It's just a part of his game. It's a part of a lot of NFL quarterbacks.
It is. Yeah. And listen, by the way, the design, here's where the Giants going to have to refine this. And they will. I trust that whether it's Kafka, whether it's McCarthy, whomever's here, I don't know, Gruden. The design runs, unless it's like trying to get a yard, and it's like, third or fourth down in an interesting spot on the field. For Jackson Dart, or really any quarterback, to go up the middle, even off left tackle or right tackle.
That's just stupid.
I mean, that's stupid. You're right. Now you go from the 240, 250, 255-pound linebacker
QB sneak situation different.
That's different. Yeah. That's different because the guys aren't getting 3, 4, 5-yard head starts. Yeah. Now, there's a mess. It's like a car crash, and that's how linemen get legs rolled, and you could get hurt, clearly. But you don't have a guy who's getting a 5-yard head start who's looking to crush you.
You know, also with the read option, what do you think Jackson Dart, a rookie who's trying to make a name for himself and take this team and this franchise and the city on his back, mm-hmm. right? In fact, go out there and try to be Superman. What do you think he's going to do more often than not if he has the option?
Oh, he's going to put his head down. He's going to try to not impress his teammates, but impress upon them that I'm the guy that you can roll with.
He's going to keep it and try to make the play himself. That is natural for a rookie to feel like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, you've got to teach that out of him, coach that out of him, which I think, well, hey, rely on others. It's okay if you hand it off. You don't need to take it every option. It's okay to hand it off, even if it's for minimal game.
Mm-hmm.
Live to play another down. So he's still learning all these things. I do not believe that the Giants have been lacking care or overly reckless with Jackson Dart so far. I know that it's not sustainable, but I don't think it's been to a level where they have been just absolutely reckless running this kid in the ground.
I agree with you. It's an easy storyline to latch on to because, hey, we got to blame somebody. Yeah, here we are, 2-9, and Dart got concussed, and the coach is out, and this crazy sad, again, story about the Giants. You wind up talking yourself into things. I'm with you. I don't think it has been reckless. Now, maybe a little aggressive, maybe a little too, like a little.
Has it been necessary?
Yes, it has been. And we are in the business of winning. This is not, you know, third graders who are just learning the game. You get paid to win. Giant fans pay a lot of money for parking, not as much as Jets to park, but for tickets and beer and merch and this. You owe it to them to go out there and try to win games. Now, I think that there's a happy medium. And again, I do believe that they will figure this out. I like to play. And you see, it's so effective, number one, but it's also, I think, generally getting the quarterback out of harm's way. Like a designed run or the ability to pass on a rollout. Like, say you fake it where you got a running back behind. I'm not trying to get too schematically here, but you know what I mean. You got a running back behind you. You drop back. The running back, you fake it. He goes off left tackle, and you kind of roll out to the right. Now you have a little flare for a tight end. You can throw it. Now, if the linebacker or the defensive end kind of meets you and doesn't bite, well, now you spike it in the turf, or you run out of bounds, or you get out of harm's way. But there's a way to get a balance, and I think that they will. I think there's a lot of unfair overreactions here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick is in Newton. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Fellas, what's up? How we doing?
Good.
What's going on,
all
man?
All right. So, I get it. Everybody wants to compare Jackson Dart to Josh Allen. He's not the same build, man. I think we got to start comparing Jackson Dart, and he has to start modeling his game after Baker Mayfield. Think of Baker Mayfield.
Well, why can't he just be himself? No, he doesn't need to model his game. He could just be Jackson Dart. I mean, I don't know if Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen came up and they said, well, I'm going to be, you know, did Josh Allen come up and say, who's he going to be? Where's the comp? He said, I'm going to be John Elway? Is that what Josh Allen said? He was Josh Allen. So why do you need a comp?
I mean, I'm just trying to do the comp because that's how we're,
right.
You know, the argument in coaching him. Like, oh, we want to get a coach.
Well, how about Drake May?
This way.
How about Drake May? That's a better one.
That's another good point. I mean, I'm just trying to think of what's best for the kid, man. And yeah.
Well, what do you think is best for him? That's what I'm curious about.
Obviously, we all know that the running isn't sustainable. He's got to learn how to run safer. You know, when to take a hit, when to get out of bounds. But, like, you know, I think, you know, if Neighbors is on the field, are we talking about him running as much as he is now?
No,
probably not. But then you could ask yourself, Nick, and thank you for the call. So we know that it's been necessary. Since Dart has taken over, you could see clearly that the Giants' best offense has been the read option with Dart being a big part of the running game. That's got to change. Kafka trying to put an emphasis on the ground game, as they should. That's a good thing. And then when Dart comes back, you would think that it would get easier if they have an actual running game. The other thing for me is I would like to build. Right now, when you look at the Giants and Jackson Dart, it's been mostly about the run. 90% of their success has been because of the run with Jackson Dart. Scrambles, RPO, read option, whatever it may be. I would prefer to base an offense off of where you know he's going to be in the pocket the majority of the time, looking to make plays down the field the proper place. And if it's not there, then you run. Sprinkle in some design runs or read options. Not the read option is the primary thing and sprinkle in the other stuff. That's backwards. But it's year one. He hasn't even started the full season.
Yeah, I mean, think about, I close my eyes about, think about Jackson Dart. You know, whenever he fully matures and the Giants have a real complement of weapons around him, and I could see him for the next 10 years doing a lot of, like, say, naked boots around the goal line and just kind of coasting in when everybody's flowing one way and they sell it well. And that's going to be stuff that he's going to be able to do in his sleep because we've already seen him do it this year. And to me, like, really, Sal, there's two reasons why quarterbacks run. Number one, there's not a lot of options around him, so you got to try to squeeze something out of the skill set. That's why Dart's doing this a lot. The other option is the guy can't throw. And that's why the Jets are running Justin Fields a lot, because he can't throw. There is a difference. Jackson Dart, I believe, will be a special thrower of the ball. But right now, you know, I know the O-line's getting a little bit better and the tight ends are playing a little bit better, but there's still not enough out there, especially with no Slayton yesterday. Not that Dart played yesterday, but no Slayton yesterday, that you're just trying to be competitive. That will change.
And I would say I don't know if he could throw the football or not. I mean, the early signs are pretty good. I need to see a lot more of it.
Yeah, I like his ball placement. I remember there was one game where there were a couple of balls in the end zone. It was after Denver, where the tight ends just dropped some balls that were, I mean, within an inch of perfection. I think he's going to be a really good thrower of the ball. That's my opinion.
Nick is in Wharton, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So I just wanted to make like a few points. So I think Mike Kafka made some bold moves in his first game as the Giants interim head coach, but I think his first thing that he needs to do is to fire Shane Bowen 100%, because I just feel like he's just standing there just in the clouds.
Yeah.
Number two,
Nick, one sec, buddy. Nick, before you go to number two, in Kafka's defense, and, you know, listen, maybe we get something today, maybe we get something tomorrow. He said, I want to evaluate everything myself. And that's probably the smart thing to do. And we know what the narrative is. You know, sometimes it's a little bit different inside the building. And when you actually look at tape and you see players making mistakes, even if they were in the right spot. So rather than just give the fans a pound of flesh or a piece of meat, you know, he's going to make his own decision, which is probably pretty smart. Go ahead with your second point, Nick.
Thank you, BT. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you got it.
So Jalen Hyatt, we all know, and I know that Sal agrees with me, he's not the best football player. He's not the best wide receiver. And I think, in my opinion, after Malik Nabers went down, we should have brought him in immediately after that injury happened.
Brought who in?
Also, I'm sorry?
You brought Jalen Hyatt in?
Yeah. Well, no. He should have taken Jalen Hyatt out. Excuse me. Jalen Hyatt is not a great wide receiver.
Right.
But I'm saying after Malik Nabers went down with the injury, we should have brought in Isaiah Hodgins and me.
Oh, Hodgins.
I always liked Hodgins going back a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
like that.
He's not going to replace, obviously, Nabers. Nobody is, Nick. But your point is, yeah, Jalen Hyatt stinks, and that's the issue. Seriously, Jalen Hyatt, why is he even out there in a spot yesterday? Not only should he not be on the field, they're actually throwing to him in a desperation spot. What'd you think was going to happen? He was going to complete the route and complete the catch? No chance.
That's embarrassing. He didn't even come close to finishing that route.
Come on. And thank you for the call, Nick. Good
thank
stuff.
You, Nick. I mean, he did that. Now, I heard Jameis jump in the car, and I had the Giants postgame on, obviously, on the fan. And, you know, Jameis, I thought, really explained that very well. He was talking about timing and not as an excuse, but he owned it. But he also included Jalen. I just thought it was a very professional explanation without throwing the kid under the bus. But, I mean, that's all Hyatt. I mean, you got to finish your route, dude. Well, you got to run.
Well, the only thing that's on Jameis is he decided to throw it to Jalen Hyatt. That's the issue. The throw itself was on, or the result of the play itself was on Hyatt.
Yeah, but if the coach calls the play.
Well, you don't have to throw it to him. Figure out somebody else. There are other options here.
I'd have to see. Yeah, I mean, of course, there's other guys on the field.
I mean, I'm talking and rolling with it before I throw it to Jalen Hyatt.
Can't run Jameis Winston.
I don't care. Game on the line, I'd be like, oh, no, coach, I ain't throwing that way. No way.
But think about this. This is a timing mechanism, and I'm not defending Hyatt. He stinks, trust me. But, like, all right, the play comes in. All right, let's go. You know, scat 22Z on one break. They come the huddle. All right, and they come out of the huddle, and you expect Hyatt to basically make the inverted L, and he does a straight line. And you're throwing the ball toward the pylon, and Hyatt doesn't move an inch.
All right,
Hyatt's fault. He is bad.
You're going to like this. We got some news here with the Giants. So Dan Duggan of The Athletic covers the Giants.
I know his work.
He said about 20 minutes ago, Giants rookie Abdul Carter was benched for the opening drive of yesterday's loss for missing a walkthrough. Carter was asleep in the team facility at the time of the walkthrough.
Then now I've got to amend what I said about the decision to bench him for the first six plays. I don't think that was enough at that point. You kidding me?
Dude.
Sleeping during a walkthrough?
Rookie. A rookie who had the balls to ask for LT's number.
Eesh.
Now, LT might have been asleep in certain meetings.
Yeah, but he will.
But on Sunday, there was no half sack or, oh, I get a breath on him or a pressure. You knew LT where he was.
That's bad job by Kafka.
It's actually a... Well, forget even Kafka.
But I'm saying the punishment. That's obviously a horrendous job by Carter.
It's it's appalling to me that a rookie would have the audacity to fall asleep at the team facility to miss walkthrough or meeting.
I'm trying to figure this out. So the walkthrough had to be on was it on Saturday?
Connor Hughes.
It had to be.
Connor Hughes confirms the report. Carter missed the team walkthrough because he was asleep. That's why he was benched for a series. Connor gives his opinion here, missing a walkthrough and only getting docked a series is something. Also very surprising, Dexter Lawrence, the team's captain, said he didn't feel any need to talk to Carter about what happened. I'll tell you another thing, Dexter Lawrence, and I love Dexter Lawrence. We had him on a couple years ago when we were last out there. Seemed like a lovable dude.
Definitely.
He's
stealing money this year.
He has zero passion or care or concern. Every week he's saying, oh, no, we got to play better. Oh, mm-hmm. Carter was suspended. Well, I don't need to talk to him. Hey, you guys getting beat up on defense? Hey, the head coach? No, Dave's my guy. Like, he just doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't have that. To me, they
have to get dismantled. Mm. Their core, I think we're still talking about the Mets now. You know, with the Mets core, like, we're paid and you got to change this up. The Giants core needs to be rattled. I think we all understand that. I'm just trying to get a sense of, like, a vision of how a rookie, he falls asleep. Where is he sleeping? In the janitor's closet? Like, how does nobody wake him up, number one? You mentioned Lawrence Taylor. All right, we all know this. Lawrence Taylor will be out at the strip joint till 4 a.m. doing Lord knows what, doing Lord knows how many lines, and drinking 7 whiskeys. And Parcells didn't care because Lawrence Taylor would come out and get 3 sacks against, you know, whether it's Joe Theismann or Randall Cunningham or whomever he's playing, and he'd be an absolute beast, one of the best football players of all time, also a very different era. How is he in? If you told me he slept through at his condo, that's a little more understandable. How the hell is Abdul Carter asleep and nobody says, yo, Rook, we got to hit the field? What?
One more here. I'm reading Connor's tweets, but it comes from Duggan. I guess Connor says this is also from Duggan. Is a damning indictment on the Giants rookie. Quote, I guess this is in the story for The Athletic that Dan Duggan had. Quote, being late to meetings has been a trend during Carter's rookie season that former coach Brian Daboll let slide.
Well, listen, that is a shame. That is unacceptable by Daboll. He's gone, rightfully so. Don't need to pile on. But this is one of the many reasons why the Giants absolutely suck. And this is one of the reasons why the Giants, who are, you know, as I've said for many years, have been a bastion of the New York sporting landscape, have become a circus, okay? Because you got family members in personnel with personnel decisions. You got rookies. We're not talking about fifth-year guys. We're talking about rookies who are allowed to do whatever they want, show up late for meetings with no penalty. The Giants are a joke.
You would think with all that rest, he could actually get to a quarterback. I don't even care if you miss meetings or walkthroughs. Get to a quarterback. Get a sack. Good God. Micah Parsons, Lawrence Taylor, my ass. Wake up and do something. The defense is stunk this year. This guy's asleep in meetings. Holy cow.
Bad look.
Good God. Wow. And bad on Daboll. I thought Daboll had a sack. What happened to Brian Daboll in his first year when he was here? Brian Daboll in year 4 was a shell of himself. He's no longer here anymore, but that's inexcusable. You're the head coach.
Yep.
I don't care if you're a dead man walking or not. Hold the guy accountable, for goodness sake.
There's more accountability here than there is with the Giants. You got Boomer wanted to suspend CeeLo this morning.
Well,
you know, I'll be having a little fun with that, but the Giants, there's no repercussions. Abdul Carter, not once, twice, who knows what. How many meetings was he late? 5? Now he doesn't show up for a walkthrough? And he plays? That is just, I mean, Kafka dropped the ball. Daboll dropped the ball. Giants veteran leadership dropped the ball. Giants were a train wreck. The Giants are worse than we thought.
I didn't see the box score. Hoff, maybe you got the stat sheet. I know you were at the game. How many breaths did Carter get yesterday?
Had one tackle,
Let me know how many breaths he had on the quarterback. Was it a breath or a sniff?
How many fingernails?
Sure. Did he breathe on the breath or sniff? We got to count that up. We'll do that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm looking forward to seeing if Jackson Dart can come back here and just add a positive storyline the rest of the way, and then we could see how Kafka could use him, you know, dial it back a little bit, maybe have him throw the football a little bit more. I was just reading about that where it's still Kafka explains the fine line with Jackson Dart, who's still in concussion protocol. This is an article from, I think, Connor Hughes on SNY here. Anyway, point is, it's so negative, and now this on top of it with the Abdul Carter stuff. You knew something was up yesterday when you saw him on special teams, and you knew he had to have done something wrong. But to get those details that this has been going on all year under Dable, and Dable just kind of let it walk, or let it go, with Carter missing walkthroughs or whatever it may be, or sleeping through a team meeting, unacceptable. So at least I give Kafka some credit for showing some guts and holding him accountable. But I'm with you, BT. I don't even think that's enough if this has been going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give him an ounce of credit at this point now that we know the whole story. I did give him credit to start the show. I'm like, okay, try to put your stamp on this. We didn't know exactly what happened. Maybe Carter was 2 minutes late to a meeting, or I don't know, maybe he was dogging it during a drill, and Kafka's like, not good enough effort, rookie. You know, you're not playing the first series, whatever, and your ass is going to be out there on special teams. Now that we have the whole story, Duggan with great reporting from The Athletic, Connor Hughes, some others confirming that he's been consistently late to meetings and was asleep in the facility and missed a walkthrough and was allowed to put on his uniform and play one snap. Now, for me, Kafka's officially out of the running. He had his chance. He dropped the ball. This is more evidence. You don't think the Giants need an adult here? I mean, when a rookie thinks he can get away with this thing. Now, think about the dominoes here. So, first of all, the rookie's got to think that he's got enough juice to do whatever he wants. That's problem number one. Problem number two, no veterans are checking him, and if they are checking him, they're not effectively checking him, because as per the report, stuff like this has happened a lot this year. So whether it's Dexter Lawrence, whether it's Burns, whether it's Thibodeau, whether it's a coach, whether it's whomever, nobody has done a good job drilling the message home. Yo, young buck, this is not what we do here. So Kafka, Dable, Shane, Bowen, everybody get out. Just get out and give me a guy who's done it. That's going to be a big boy with stones.
Well said. Many layers of blame to go around here. Inexcusable. You think Aaron Glenn would tolerate this?
No.
A guy that we've ripped in, you know, people were getting on, always overmatched. You think Aaron Glenn would have ever let Abdul Carter do what he's done under Dable and now Kafka, or just in the Giants organization, period?
No, they cut Gibson when he muffed a kick first against Steelers.
What about Quincy Williams? Same thing.
Sat him down.
Holding guys accountable. There's no way. Somebody, the buck has to stop somewhere.
Oh, man.
He's a rookie. If it were a veteran, it'd be bad enough. Where is the leadership within that team?
Yep.
If you don't have it on, Tiki's been talking about that for a while, and he's obviously dead on correct, and he would know much more about it being in locker rooms. Where's the guy that's going to hold Dex accountable and be like, hey, come on, man, let's go. Pick it up a little bit. Or where's the guy that's going to get Abdul Carter to stand in line? But you're right. What bothers me about this is the idea. Now, you're talking to somebody that as an intern, and I've said this many times on the air, as an intern over 20 years ago, I came in here with the thought process of they asked me to lick the dirt off of Mike Francesa's shoes. I'm going to do it. Now, thankfully, they never asked that, but that was my mindset.
You just had to polish the shoes.
Whatever, dude. Right or wrong, I was running through a wall for whatever
I'm
they
with
said.
You. I
that
got
was
you.
Just my attitude. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. I'm lucky to be here. I'm an intern. I know my place. And you always want to maintain that attitude, but as you get older and evolve, you know, all right, certain things change. You go from an intern to being on the air, whatever it may be, but you always want to have that mentality. The fact that Carter, as a rookie, would have the gall to think that that's okay on any level, imagine. And by the way, he's not even good at his job. He's not even, it would be bad enough if you were getting sacks and be like, well, you got to live with it because he's a star player. You're not even producing the results.
I still can't accept that. I know you're kind of saying that facetiously, I think. Even if he had Burns' sack total, I'm not putting up with that as a rookie.
I get it. I get it. But there is more leeway the way that Parcells would give Lawrence Taylor or Belichick would give Lawrence Taylor a little more leeway than you would somebody else. He doesn't even, my point is, he doesn't even have that to stand on. If he were like Lawrence Taylor or Micah Parsons, then you could say, all right, well, maybe like Odell Beckham Jr. when he first got here. And really, this was the beginning of the end for the Giants. Because when Odell Beckham Jr. got here, first of all, it was a bad draft pick. They should not have taken a skilled position player. They should have taken a lineman. They had a chance to do that, change the offensive line, change the entire future. Instead, Jerry Reese got sucked into the potential and ability of the star in Odell Beckham Jr. And then, because they were placating Odell, Coughlin, a ruler with an iron fist, was not allowed to be himself. He had to let Odell get away with that bullcrap nonsense every week. And to me, that was the beginning of the end with the New York Football Giants taking away from Coughlin's power. He knew that he had to kind of rely on Odell's talent to maybe save his job. Mm-hmm. And look what's happened ever since.
I don't really, and it's crazy because Odell was really talented and did some crazy things on a football field. But I don't think about the one-handed catch against Dallas or some other great moments that he had. I think about him, you know, feigning urinating as the dog in the end zone against Philly or proposing to the kicking net. I mean, and you're right. It's almost like Coughlin was neutered at that point. And that is when the Giants, that's a very good identity in terms of the point where the Giants kind of stop being the Giants. That's it. You're not wrong.
And it's the same thing now. Obviously, you know, Dable is fired, but a new head coach, again, trying to placate the talent as opposed to setting your foundation.
For a 2-win team, we're going to placate the hell out of here.
And it can't just happen now, but at least Kafka, you give him credit, at least he's trying to a certain extent as an intern, but he's got no shot. This has been going on repeatedly for years. You think Dexter Lawrence, if he wasn't listening to the guys before, all of a sudden is going to wake up? No, the way to do it is you bring in a guy like Gruden or Belichick, and again, I know they're not going to do that, and then those guys bring in players that are going to hold other players accountable, and now you have a system and structure set in place where head coaches hold everybody accountable, and then there are a player or two on each side that can hold the other players accountable. That's the way that you fix it.
This was a 2-foot putt that Kafka three-putted. This was a layup here. Because whether or not, and at this point, you know, it seems less and less likely that he's going to get the Giants job, he is thought highly, as we've said several times, he's thought highly of around the NFL. Now, if it doesn't completely change my opinion. If I'm somebody who looked at Kafka as an asset and a potential head coach for any franchise, I don't know that only having him sit for 6 plays completely changes my mind. But I'll tell you this, if I already thought very highly of him and he sat Abdul Carter's ass down for the whole game, now I'm sitting there saying, that's the guy that I want.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's roll the dice and go to Snake Eyes in Marlboro, New Jersey. What's up, Snake Eyes?
Hey, Sal. BT, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, maybe there's a reason why we're sleeping at the facility. You know, maybe we're there long nights preparing and, you know, I'm pretty sure they have accommodations for players to, you know, catch a nap at the facility. Maybe he's
serious?
There long nights prepared. It could be. It's not just like a disciplinary thing, And how is it that none of his teammates, nobody says, hey, man, get up, we got to go?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I think maybe you stumble upon something there. The Giants are so diligent, despite their 2-9 record, Snake Eyes, that they're up all hours of the night chugging pots of coffee and taking pills to keep their vibrant, whatever, you know, legal over the counter. I don't mean drugs, like recreational stuff, to keep their eyes open, to be so dialed into the game plan that's why he was asleep.
At what point do we draw the line on nicknames for callers?
Yeah, I can't stand them. I almost don't.
No, because you were going into your point there, a passionate,
that
serious.
I call him Snake Eyes.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know his name. That's what it says.
I understand. I'm just saying, Hoff, like, there's got to be. I think Snake Eyes is pretty much as far as you can possibly push it.
Wasn't Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great character. Snake Eyes,
I was never a big G.I. Joe guy.
I love G.I. Joe.
The figures, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real American.
Yeah, I remember the song. I never had
Cobra.
Knowing is half the battle after the cartoons were over.
There you go.
Right?
So, at what point, Hop, you're the one who answers the calls and screens then? Like, at what point?
Lately, I've been getting a little bit looser with that. Some guys, they call in very confident. I'm Snake Eyes. All right, you know what?
That's not what he said. It's not an act. So, like Joey Clams or whatever, we joke around about that. I think that's okay.
Kind of fits
on a scale
plus
of 1 to 10.
Watching The Sopranos a lot lately, so Joey Clams fits that narrative.
Well, he fits the show, Joey Clams. Snake Eyes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Joey Clams as a nickname is like a 5. A Snake Eye, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, like, when you start going up the scale, Snake Eyes is. It's borderline 11. Like, it's borderline. We can't refer to you on the air
that's
as Snake
an
11.
Eyes. No.
Snake Eyes?
Listen,
he can't call you trying to make a point about the Giants and Abdul Carter. We got to refer to the guy as Snake Eyes.
I don't even like JC and TC. Like, yeah. I'm not even down with that.
I was talking to BT about Sopranos because I've been watching it recently, and he was asking some of my favorite characters, and I can't say the guy's name.
You could. Talking about Big?
Yeah. Big P, basically.
You can say that.
Of course you can say it. Yeah, we could say it. I'm just not going to say it.
I think you can.
I've said it before.
Yeah.
Why?
Why don't you say it again?
Was that his name?
Big P. You could say it.
Well, I don't know.
No, you just can't. Whatever.
Yeah. Point is, if someone said that was their name, I go, can't do that. Yeah. That's an 11.
Pompensero is his last name. You could refer to him as that. That's what you're referring to.
Yes, exactly.
Big Pompensero.
I mean, he's great, man.
If you wrote his name sloppy, would it be a big?
I know. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
yesterday morning with the game in Spain, an atrocious pass interference called against the Miami Dolphins defense, or last night, another call, an atrocious call ruining the game between two of the best teams in the NFC, the Lions. I mean, I don't know what Sirianni is thinking, by the way, going for that. You saw that, BT? Mm-hmm. Going for a first down in his own territory on fourth down. The Lions were able to stop him. They get the ball, kick the field goal. Then should have had the chance to get the ball back, but then that horrific pass interference call, it's ruining these games. I'm not sure if arms flailing or refs thinking they're seeing content. You got to let them play, especially down the stretch here. It ruined great drama and an otherwise very good football game when you end it on a call like that.
We've been complaining about this forever. Maybe it's a little bit more noisy now because there's more outlets to complain about some of the indiscretions with the officiating. But I thought yesterday was a pretty fun day. You know, that Bucks-Bills game was wild. Yeah. Josh Allen was phenomenal. Baker was pretty good as well. Obviously, the Bears with a late comeback. You had Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, and we'll see what happens there. I don't know what the hell happened to the Chargers losing 35-6 to the Jaguars. The Rams in Seattle, two teams we've been giving a lot of love to. 2-point game out there. So I hear you. The inconsistencies are crazy, frustrating.
The pass interference specifically. Yeah, yesterday was a good day. How about my Broncos? The 4 o'clock game window was incredible. Just the exact opposite of a week ago. You had three good 4 o'clock games. Well, I shouldn't say good. The Ravens-Browns wasn't good, aesthetically pleasing, but it was at least a tight game. Rams and Seahawks, and then you had the Chiefs and Broncos, which was a very good football game. But the idea that these games can be ruined on what last night, that can't happen. It's Sunday Night Football, Eagles-Lions. Lions about to get the ball back here, and you call that Bush League in a PI call, that Phantom PI call? Come on.
I don't know. I agree, by the way. That was horrendous. I just don't know what to make of the Eagles, man. I mean, you know, you watch them on a week-to-week basis, and you look up. It's midway through the second quarter. They got no points. They got 3 points. It's crazy. I mean, now we're at a point, just to kind of stretch this out, because you're not wrong, these calls stink. Just to stretch it out a little bit, just a general NFL conversation. I mean, yeah, you say you're Broncos, you've been riding them, and you've been right so far, and I keep resisting. Bo Nix played really well in the second half here. I'm not sure about him, but he at least quieted some critics. But there's a chance now, and you'd have to think that it's fairly decent, that the Chiefs don't make the playoffs.
Well,
come on.
I mean, I still think they're going to go on some kind of run to get in. But they
based on what, though? They're 5-5. They've been this team all year, and they've been healthy now for a couple of games. Right, that excuse is out the window.
Look at their schedule, though. You don't think they could beat the Colts at home?
I mean, they could.
Put it this way. If they lose to the Colts at home, they're not going to the playoffs. And the damage has been done now. They have to win this game. So I think that they will.
You have the rest of the schedule
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I got it right.
I've got the standings in terms of the wild card. You hit me with their schedule first, though. What do we got?
Home against the Colts.
Flip a coin.
At Dallas.
Should win, but yeah, I don't know.
Home against the Texans.
Should win, but
home against the Chargers.
I should win.
At Titans.
Will win.
Home against the Broncos.
Who knows?
At Raiders. Let's see.
Should
one,
win.
Two, and three, we'll win. Four, five. I think they got at least five, maybe six wins.
Okay, so even if they do get to 10.
I mean, they lost to a good football team on the road. That's nothing to be. I didn't think they were going to win that game. So I like Denver in that spot. Now, if you ask me, do I think Denver's going to beat them there? Probably not. I think it could be a field goal game either way. I think the Chiefs are better than the Colts. I think they're better than the Cowboys. They're better than the Texans.
Yeah, but hold on, Sal.
Yeah.
They might be better than the Colts, but they're not going to win as many games as the Colts. See, here's the problem.
Or the Broncos.
Not 100%. Yeah. The Chiefs are not going to win the AFC West. That's a wrap.
Right.
They're not going to win the division, right? So you got Denver at 9-2.
Costos already texted me conceding that, by the way, yesterday. Yes, after the
interesting
game.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't want to take it. It's only three. I don't want to take any victories yet. Three games and a loss column there. So
you're in good shape. You're going to win that. So Denver's got 9. The Pats have 9. The Colts have 8. And then, you know, all right, somebody's got to win the AFC North. So even though that's not going to be a gaudy win total, the Steelers right now lead the way at 6-4. But they're going to be somebody's going to be a playoff team for the North. Maybe the Ravens, who are 5-5 and red hot. The Bills have 7 wins. So do the Chargers. I mean, there is a chance. And I'd have to say at this point that it's fairly good chance that the Chiefs don't get to the playoffs.
I would bet that both Kansas City and Baltimore get in. I would take Houston and Jacksonville out. And I think that there is a better chance that Baltimore either wins that division or the Chargers come off as well. I can't,
imagine if the Chargers beat a team they were probably supposed to beat yesterday, and instead of being 7-3, they're 8. They have 8 wins.
That would be a difference. Well, we know Denver's not going anywhere. New England's not going anywhere. No. And Indianapolis, it's going to be hard to fall off to the point where you would expect them out of the division.
I agree with that. And the Bills, you know, they're going to win the 11 games.
Those are three division winners. Pittsburgh at 6-4. And potentially without Rodgers here, mm-hmm. Baltimore is better. To me, Baltimore's better.
Well, think about this. Now, even if you're right, you might be. I mean, the Ravens look very mm-hmm. good. And now they've won four straight.
Now that would mean Kansas City has to be better than the Texans, Jaguars, and Steelers to get in. Even if I put the Chargers in, seven teams make it in each league, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now it's seven, right? It was six. Yeah, every year it changes. It.
No, I think it's seven. So, yeah. Well, so I would then say even – I still think the Chiefs will finish with a better record than the Chargers. I'm disappointed in the Chargers.
So am I. Yesterday's a really good. I mean, God, that was gross. But even before yesterday, they were playing very. They lost to the Giants. They were playing very inconsistent. All right, so I do this a lot with the Yanks and the Mets. I'm going to hit you with some playoff probabilities, postseason projection. You ready?
Yeah.
Right now, the Patriots 98.6%, mm-hmm. Buffalo 90.8. The Steelers are 57. The Ravens have slightly more at 60. You've got the Colts at 96%. Jacksonville at 60. And then you get to the AFC West, Denver, 98% chance to win to be a playoff team and a 78% chance to win the division. And the Chargers.
Only 78 to win
the division. Yeah. And the Chargers have a 60% postseason probability, which is more than the Chiefs. And the Chargers also have a 3% percentage point higher to win the division. The Chiefs. Percentage to win the is 9.7 to win the division and below 60% for the playoffs. Okay. 57.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
at the very least, it's in peril. Like, I'm not going to say they're absolutely, but to think that the Chiefs are a lock when they're 5-5 and they've been confounding all year.
All right.
Hey, they're not the same team.
Well, nobody's saying they're a lock, but I would bet right now that they will make the playoffs.
I think I'd go the other way.
Wow.
I do.
That they wouldn't make it?
I think I'd go the other way. I think I'd have to go the other way. See, I don't have the Chargers.
Chiefs-Broncos Christmas Day, by the way, is going to end. Who knows if the Chiefs are even going to be in it by then, but that's the primetime game, 8:15 Christmas Day, Chiefs and Broncos. You get the Chiefs on NBC on the 7th against the Texans. Chiefs-Chargers 12-4. I like the fact, see, to me, this adds drama. This matchup, this upcoming week against the Colts, that's a big game.
Now, yes,
Chiefs,
it is.
Chiefs are in a spot where they've been the team for so many years, and now they have to win these games against pretty good teams.
What, 7 or 8 straight divisions? It's an interesting change of the guard. Is it permanent? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if the Chiefs go 9-8 and they just miss out, does that mean that the Mahomes era of dominance or greatness is completely over? No, but they got to retool a little bit. I mean, they just have not looked right since week one. They haven't.
WFAN NFL Football powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.